Insects.
Just lots and lots of bugs.
I know it's bugging you.
Back to another edition of What Bugs You, featuring Jeremy Irvin. This is an education segment. We're talking about bugs and insects, things in your backyard and beyond. So, Jeremy, for when people want to indulge their own curiosities, so if you saw a bug or a plant or something in your yard, you weren't sure what is going to be the best and easiest way to identify that without, you know, having somebody else help you right away?
I often recommend people take a photo and upload it to this app called iNaturalist. It's this great community where there's this great community that can really help you find out what you're looking at.
I love iNaturalist. And for me, for my curiosity, because I don't come from a science background, but it's really good for helping me identify plants in my backyard.
Yeah, so it's great for identifying plants. You can take a picture. Its internal algorithm will do some math and it'll identify what it is. Usually, and it's really accurate. It's also quite good with insects. It's good with mushrooms and a lot of other things. But you take a photo there, you can post it, and then basically people can give suggestions of what they think it might be, or they might just know what it is immediately.
And if by, you know, some stroke of luck, you find something that is relatively rare and you put it on there, people can actually use that for research purposes too, right?
Yeah. The community science aspect of iNaturalist is the one really interesting thing that I'm excited to see what happens in the next coming years. There's a lot of, you know, if someone finds a species in an area that has never been identified there, that has happened within iNaturalist before. It's also being used as a way to track how species diversity and abundance are doing in certain areas.
So literally, slow down, smell the flowers, look at the bugs.
Exactly.
Jeremy Irvin, thank you so much for this, man.
Yeah, it's been great.